Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. He just kind of went on about his business, so to speak. I think that's definitely wrong.
I believe that we've dealt you a bad hand when it comes to whether or not you should seek a relationship or not. You got that right. You better go get that man if you want him. But we've been taught, no. That's not ladylike. That's not ladylike. You're not supposed to do that. You're not supposed to, as a lady, go out and be so aggressive. I think the word that the saints of old used to call it was hoish. You were being hoish. So I disagree with a lot of that. And they've used specific scriptures to try to say why you can't do it or what you should do or can't do and all that good stuff. Well, we're going to talk about it tonight. So my very first question is, do you feel like it's okay for a woman to seek a man or to seek a relationship? Now, I'm not talking about being a whore. I'm not talking about going out there being nasty and forward and you just on the prowl. No, I'm not talking about that at all. But I am talking about being able to, if you go out to a club, if you go out to a restaurant, if you see somebody in church, if you see somebody out at the gas station, is it okay for you to make the first step? Is it okay for you to say something to that person? Is it okay for you to say, hi, my name is, or, hey, you have a nice car, or to spark up some type of conversation so that, talks can begin and potentially, even dating. And see, and that's a whole another area right there, dating. I heard one pastor say he don't believe in Christians dating. Well, I disagree with that. I believe you should date. As a matter of fact, if there are any ladies or men on the line right now, I believe you should date a whole lot if you're not married. I believe you should date two or three guys at the same time. Now, Pastor, what are you talking about? What are you saying? I'm not saying for you, I didn't say go sex two and three guys. I didn't say that. I said date. It's important that you understand. And I'll talk more about it here in just a few moments. But let's get back to that first question. Can you, should you, how do you feel about, if you're married or single and you're on the line, how do you feel about making the first move as a lady? What are your thoughts? I'm curious to know. What your thought? Let's get this discussion started. If you want to answer in via chat room, you can type in your question, your response now. If you want to go in on the phone, please press 1 on your keypad, indicating to me that you'd like to share in on this question. But I want to hear from you. I want to hear from you. It's important. It's important that we talk about it. So while you're thinking, I was talking to some, whenever a bold soldier wanted to step out there and share their thoughts. But I was talking to some people today. I'm in school right now, and we were at lunch. And we were talking about relationships. And one of the things that they asked me, or that it came out and I kind of chimed in on it, was that a young man was wanting to ask a young lady a question or wanted to maybe try to get started talking with her. But he was afraid to say anything, and it could have been a match for them. And he never did say anything. They looked at each other, but he never said anything. Well, she looked at him, and she never said anything. So you can feel that attraction there. You can feel that there was something going on, but neither person said anything. And see, that answers my question, or that kind of lends to what I'm talking about tonight, which is a truth. He could have been her ideal mate. She could have been his ideal mate. But why am I saying women ought to act first? Here is why I'm saying that. I'm saying that because there are more women that are single and looking for relationships than there are men, okay? Especially in the African American culture. Guys, I'm telling you, we've been taught to be faithful and to be committed and don't say nothing and be sweet little girls and don't let them know who we really are. Just because you open your mouth and or you make a gesture to get a guy's attention doesn't mean that you are a slut, you are a whore, or you're being too aggressive. You just got to know how to do that. You just got to know how and what to do. Now, as a side note, that's what I come in at. I am a life coach, relationship coach. I kind of help you in that particular area. on the outside of this particular call, you contact me, and I'll give you detailed instructions on the next way to go. But I do feel right now that had she said something, that could have been the potential of a relationship, potentially a marriage. Kind of it happened with my wife and I. We were living in Georgia, and my wife walks into McDonald's. Actually, she walked across the parking lot. That's where I first saw her, and I thought she was the finest woman I've seen in my life. And it was lust at first sight. Okay, now I believe in love, but she said lust. So, sorry. She says lust, but I believe I say lust, but she say love. Or I say love, she says lust. Either way, I saw her. Now, because of her, because of the attraction, and because of how she looked at me, it was kind of intimidating. Should I say something or should I be quiet? Should I say something? But I overcame that intimidation, saw her, and I was the first one to kind of try to get her attention. Now, I didn't know what I know today, and I screwed up by the way I tried to get her attention, and she kind of blew me off. But I was determined to go back. And had I not went back, had I not pursued, then we would have missed out on 30 years of being together, a beautiful, beautiful relationship. Why am I telling you this story? Because I'm telling you, ladies, that there are some men out there, because of who you are, because of maybe a look that you have, maybe because they are timid or intimidated by you, maybe you come across as tough, but they won't say anything to you. But if you open your mouth and you say something or you give a gesture, that doesn't make you a bad person. That doesn't make you a bad person. So it's important that you do that and understand that. So let's talk about a couple of scriptures that I wanted to discuss tonight about our religion or Christianity, if you will, how it has jacked up a lot of people in their relationships. And one of the ones that I've heard people use all the time in trying to tell women or to justify to me why women shouldn't pursue men is from Proverbs chapter number 18, verse number 22. And it reads like this: whosoever findeth a wife findeth a good thing and obtaineth favor of the Lord. And I've heard people say it, I've heard women echo it to me and say, you see, I'm not supposed to be looking. He's supposed to find me. See, he says, whosoever findeth a wife findeth a good thing. Well, you know, I beg to differ. Let me read another scripture to you first in that the next chapter, and then I'm gonna come back to that one. Proverbs 19 and 14 says, he who joins with a virtuous woman in marriage is blessed by the Lord, as in Proverbs 18:22. So it Proverbs 19 and 14, it's important to understand. It says, houses and riches are the inheritance of a father, but a prudent wife is from the Lord. So listen to this for a second. The translation says, he who joins himself to a virtuous woman, or who finds a wife, finds a good thing. the virtuous woman, meaning in marriage and blessed, and you will receive blessings from the Lord, a favor from the Lord. If you marry, if you join yourself to a virtuous woman, that has nothing to do with you sitting idly waiting or whether or not you go out and get him. It doesn't say that at all. It's important that what you're looking at, what the crux of this whole scripture is, the fact that you obtain, the man obtain, the marriage is blessed by God. He gets favor from God because he finds a great woman, because he has a wonderful wife, because he's connected. It's important. It's important. It's important. It's important. So I tell women, hey, you need to be praying. God put me in a place where he can see me. I'm going out, and I'm going to try and talk, and I'm going to where I know he's hanging out. And speaking of hanging out, what did Ruth, Naomi tell Ruth? You'll find that story in Ruth chapter number 3, where Ruth was her husband was dead, and Naomi's husband was dead, and Naomi decided she's going to go back to her home country, and she wanted to find herself a Boaz. Well, listen, before I go any further, it looks like I have a caller who wants to share in on what we're talking about. So let me go ahead and go to the caller right now. Just 1 second, caller, you're live. Go ahead.
Hi, how are you? This is Holden.
What's up, boo?
I tried to hold it as long as I could, but I couldn't hold it no longer. I was trying to wait to see if any of these single women or anybody was going to be able to date and sing. Of course, I'm on the dating scene category, but I do remember what I was. And I just want to say that we're taking all the fun out of dating. Sometimes people are so heavily-minded, they're not perfectly good. And the fun of dating, we're saying the date. We're not saying sleep with everybody. We're saying date, have fun, have friends, males, females. Enjoy yourself, enjoy life, go out to dinner, go out to a movie, enjoy yourself, date. I think when we break down the word date, for some people, when you say, no, date more than one person, the first thing comes to their mind, no, sleep with more than one person, sleep with as many as you want, that is not what is being said. Sleeping around, opening your legs, is nowhere in the picture, meaning to date and have fun. I don't know, unless we want to fool people in church or we want to be hypocrites. The majority, I'm stepping out on a limb by saying 80-90% of church goers are Christian. They're not sitting at home saying, oh, I'm waiting for him to find me. They go out, they have fun, they're dating, they're doing what they want to do, So since we know that it is happening, since we know people are having a good time, since we know some people are going out to the club, that are in church, that is on the praise team, or whatever, since we know these things, whether we want to admit it or expose the secret life or not, we just want to just express that it is okay to date and have guy friends, female friends, enjoy life. And along the way, by being out, socializing, having a wonderful time, you may come across your boat. Being in the house, not being exposed to people, not communicating or being out with people, you may miss your boat where somebody be out and get it. It's a very vast, broad conversation to have within a 30-minute time. And, of course, we would love to talk about it more in person if we need to, if you can get in touch with us by the various sources, because it's a fun subject to talk about, but it's about dispelling some rumors, it's about coming out the closet, making people, giving people one impression when it's a totally different thing, and that doesn't apply to everybody, a great majority of it does. And then also just having this daily arena, and also a woman that finds a wife finds a good thing.
A man that finds a good wife finds a good thing.
So I just want to just chime in to just let people know that it's not about sex. So I think the time that we can get the sex part out of our mind, when someone as eloquent as you would say, date more than one guy to date, have fun, have friends. I think that would lighten the load on the person instead of what you're meaning, and then also ask them what they're doing.
Absolutely.
I think that's about all I have right now.
Absolutely. Well, I appreciate that. Thank you so very much for chiming in, sweetheart. Press 1 again on your keypad to take the indication off. But she's so right. I'm telling you, it is super, super important that you understand, ladies and gentlemen, that if you're waiting on something to happen, you're waiting on him to show up. Let me give you a harsh reality. I want to share something with our married folk. The harsh reality is it possible? Sent the man your way, but because of your standards, because of who you are, because of what you think, because misconceived notions, that you might have missed him. He could have been the delivery guy. He could have been that annoying dude who say, "Hey, Shawty, come here." Now, I'm telling you, you could have missed it. It is a possibility. It is a possibility. All right. So, as I was about to share with you before I move on, Ruth told Naomi told Ruth that, "Hey, Boaz is your kinsman redeemer. You lost your husband. He will marry you, and he will, and you'll take on him, and he'll love you, and he'll protect you, and so forth and so on." And she said, "Well, here's what you got to do. You got to go where he is. Can I just break it down for a moment? Girl, go clean yourself up. Go get your hair done, get your nails done, put on not so slutty dress, but put on one that fits your body and looks good on you. And you go to where he is. Make sure you're smelling good, because he needs to notice you." And according to their custom, she shows up to where Boaz is. He's asleep. She uncovered his feet. She lay there. Boaz wakes up, noticing her there, says, "Hey, who are you?" "Hey, I am Ruth. I'm your kin. I'm related to you, and I've come to seek you out." And before you know it, Boaz falls in love. He says, "I will protect you from here on out. You're mine. We're together." And you know the rest of the story. So she finds her Boaz. Guys, it's important. It's important. It's important. She didn't wait to go get a Boaz. Why are you waiting? That's up to you. All right. So how is religion also affecting our relationship as married couples? Now, this is heavy duty, so I got to share it with you, but it's the truth. You have women who are cutting out on their marriages. You have husbands who are cutting out on their marriages, because we've been in these churches who have very good meaning and well-meaning sermons, but they don't teach in the area of sexuality. They're afraid to touch it. Well, your boy ain't afraid to touch it, that's for sure. So let me just go ahead and tell you, if your husband is unhappy, or the wife is unhappy because you won't perform oral sex on them, you are absolutely 100% wrong. I'm telling you, it's important that you recognize that the Bible doesn't say you can't do that. Okay, it doesn't. Matter of fact, here's what the Bible says. The Bible says, as a husband and a wife, it says that your bedroom you're free to enjoy whatever you want to enjoy when you both consent and it does not violate the principles of God. That is a translation to the scripture that says the bedroom is undefiled. Can I get an amen? I heard you through the airwaves. Hey, it's important that you understand that. As a matter of fact, I tell my wife all the time, you know, you keep me happy. Oh, I want to keep her happy. You know, it's important. It's important that you do that. A lot of these, you know, you've been taught. One particular lady, her husband was going out on her, and she's like, "Hey, do you do marriage counseling?" "Sure, we do." And she's asked me this question. Well, what do you think I ought to do, because my husband's doing this? And I immediately got into the area of sexuality. And she goes, "Oh no, I don't do that. He wants to do it this way and that way and this." I said, and she goes, "No, I was taught missionary. That's what Christians do." "No, baby, missionary means, you know, they got missionary in the church. They got missionary that they send overseas. They got missionary that they do. That ain't the only thing that missionaries use for. You know, I mean, it's not dedicated just for that. You need to do whatever. If you need to swing from the chandeliers, if you need to kick, you know, put your head, your leg behind your head, if you need to, whatever you need to do, go get you some baby oil. Go get you, hey, listen, while I'm talking about this, ladies, married couples only. There's a lady on Facebook and on YouTube I forgot her name, but she deals about the grapefruit thing. Hey, I endorse that 100%. Check it out, if you will. You just Google grapefruit lady or whatever. It should pop up. But it's important, it's important, it's important that you don't let somebody else's religious views jack you up. You don't let somebody else's religious views, their own interpretation, mess you up. If it sounds strange to you, or if it sounds correct, or don't be so easily to say, "Well, he must be right because he's the man of God." You know, I could be wrong. Somebody else could be wrong. Your pastor could be wrong. How about checking with several sources? How about doing some research yourself? How about trying to find out if, in fact, I can have sex on my, you know, if I'm dating a guy? Or how about finding that I can perform this sexual act for my husband and it's not wrong. God, there are so many more things and so much more life that you can enjoy if you would just step out of your comfort zone, learn what you need to learn, ask questions about whatever you need to ask questions about. I got to tell you, I am enjoying 27 years of marriage to the fullest. And to answer your question, whoever's thinking it, it doesn't get old. I think guys say this all the time. Man, being married, having one lady for the rest of your life, does that get old? No, because we enjoy each other's presence. We are constantly evolving in our relationship, and we stick to what the Bible says. It is honorable. We need to be doing it. But matter of fact, it keeps me healthy. I enjoy life to the fullest, to the fullest, to the fullest. So I want to go back to open up right now. We got about 3.5 minutes. I want to open. Well, actually, we got longer than that. But on the air, as this broadcast is being streaming, we got about 3.5 minutes. I want to open up for your questions. I've said a lot. I want to open up for anyone who might have a question or a comment or something that I said that you don't understand, you want clarity on, or you would just like to share. It's important. It's important. I'm allowing you that opportunity. This is your opportunity to do it right now. All right. While we're waiting. I want to share a couple quick things with you, also a couple quick scriptures that I don't want you to miss out on, especially husbands and wives. One of the things I don't want you to do is use your sexuality, use the fact that you are, you know, that you have what your husband wants and they can only, or wife wants and they can only get it from you, that you don't use that against them. You don't withhold making love and the joys of being married from your spouse because you're mad or because you didn't get your way. As a matter of fact, to be honest with you, the Bible says that you're wrong. It, to deny your husband, it says that you're wrong. 1 Corinthians chapter number 7, read between verses 3 and 5. It talks briefly about let the husband render to his wife due benevolence. Give her what belongs to her. That's her stuff, man. Make sure she gets it. Likewise, woman, that's his stuff. Make sure he gets it. It's important. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 4. The marriage is honorable in all, and the bedroom undefiled. The marriage is honorable in all. Enjoy. Now, I know some singles on this line saying, man, I'm not married. Yeah, that's the downfall to being single and wanting to be in a relationship. And let me tell you how powerful this is. I'm going to give another show on this, but it is so powerful. It is that one thing that should be a deal breaker for you. And that is when you're pursuing someone and he's pursuing you, and the moment you get to that area where when it comes to sex and he doesn't want to be with you anymore because of sex, I think that's absolutely wrong. You do not give in to that because it's not guaranteed. One caller last week was sharing with me about sex, and I was letting him know that he was with this girl for 3 years, which is a wonderful thing. I respect that. But she was expecting marriage, I guarantee you, for to be together that long. But they didn't get married. So to me, she lost out, you know. It's important that you have mutual respect for one another, that you respect the other person's sexuality and what they, you know, whatever they want to do. To me, if I was single and a girl told me, hey, listen, I like you and I really like you, but I'm going to hold out till I get married, I respect that fullest and I would pursue her. And that's what happened with my wife. She's like, no, I'm not falling for you. I know you're Zeke and everybody know you. You're dance king and you all this and you all that. But I'm not giving you my stuff. And so I pursued her for 90 days, 3 months. And this has nothing to do with Steve Harvey or anyone else about this 90-day rule. But I pursued her. And it took me about 3 months, 3.5 months to get a telephone number. And I worked for it. And because I worked that hard to obtain what I got, I wanted to keep it. I'm telling you, it's important. And that's how we as men are. And that's how we think. Hey, guys, I love you so very much. I want to share so much more with you. I really do. I thank God for my business as a relationship coach, as a spiritual coach and life coach. Listen, call me, send me a text message. I enjoy it. I love it. I would love to give you a free 20-minute session, 30-minute session to see how your life can be blessed. And tell somebody about our Truthful Tuesdays. Some of this stuff on Tuesdays is hard to swallow, but you got to be able to handle the truth. And if you disagree with the truth, I am open and welcome for discussion. Now, I got a question for you. I'm thinking about moving this 30-minute session to an hour session. Right now, this radio blog talk radio show is free for 30 minutes. I'm thinking about moving to the paid version for an hour. Let me hear back from you. I'm going to post this thing after I finish on Facebook. Comment, make some comments on there for me. Let some other people know that if you are blessed or not. In addition to that, let me know if you would like to see an hour broadcast take place. I would love to hear your feedback. Thank you so, so very much. Guys, I appreciate your time. Thank you for being a part of the show tonight, taking the time off your busy schedule. And I look forward to talking to you next week. We'll be talking specifically about some spirituality for couples and individuals, and we're going to be talking to our married couple. And I really think that we might need to talk some more about religion and how it affects our relationship. So until then, take care, and we love talking with you. Bye-bye now.